So last night, skipped a little bit, we're looking at Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avos, and we skipped to deal with an issue raised by the Rabbeinu Yonah and the other Rishonim that has to do with this week's parasha, which is Lech Lecha, and the Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu experienced. The Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos says that there were five Nisyonos, five challenges, trials, tests, or experiences that brought something out, depends how you define the term. Ten of them that Avraham Avinu experienced, and the Rishonim disagree on what's in the list. Very interesting, because there's actually a Midrashic source that actually provides a list. But the Rishonim disagree on what's in the list. Rabbeinu Yonah begins his list of ten with the Nisayon of Ur Kasdim, with Avraham Avinu being cast into the furnace. The Rambam begins his list with the first recorded in Chumash Nisayon, which is Lech Lecha, what he calls wandering, the wandering of Avraham Avinu, Gerus, being sent to a strange place and abandoning his familiar confines. So we pointed out, which is really not a discussion of the Rabbeinu Yonah as much as a discussion of the Rambam, we pointed out that this is how my father-in-law, Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg, that's how I understood this, that the Rambam differentiates between those nisyonos that occurred to Avraham Avinu that are not recorded in Chumash, that happen nevertheless, but they're not recorded in Chumash, and those that are recorded in Chumash. In that, the ones that are recorded in Chumash are the nisyonos that formed the Av, that formed the father, the antecedent, the generator of Klal Yisrael. So those nisyonos which reflect an aspect of our own being, which we inherited from Avraham Avinu, which are critical to our connection and relationship and mission as emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, as the Merkava to the Shechina, as the vehicle through which the Shechina moves in this world. So those nisyonos, those are what are recorded in Chumash. There are many things that happen, but those things are relevant to Avraham Avinu's personal development, but not necessarily to his development as the Av figure who forms Klal Yisrael, who defines us. Meaning when we're learning Chumash, we're learning about us. We're not learning about Avraham Avinu, the historical figure. So that's what we said last night. And so now it's time to say Kaddish. So I left with what to me is a tantalizing question, and I feel that this discussion actually leads right into it, which is the question that I've raised a couple times. Why is it that the Torah does not in any way, as far as one can tell, give us any reason for Avraham Avinu to be particularly selected? Why is he selected? There's no merit about him whatsoever that we can see in the Chumash. So why is the Kaddish Baruch Hu say, Lech Lecha Me'atzecha to Avraham? Why does he do that? We find immediately after he gets to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Canaan, he behaves in admirable ways, but that's after already the divine initiative to talk to him and say, Lech Lecha. Right, he builds a Mizbeach, he calls Hashem Hashem, he does some very wonderful things which we think we would expect from him because we've already decided that he's special, but the Torah never tells us that. So why not? So Weinberg understood that this has to do with the very nature of Klal Yisrael itself. If the Torah had recorded any merit of Avraham Avinu, any initiative of Avraham Avinu, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, then the Torah would be telling us that the development of Klal Yisrael is a divine response to behavior of human beings. And then we would, at that minute, we'd be hopelessly lost. We'd never understand the nature of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is not a divine response. The formulation of Klal Yisrael is not because people behaved a certain way, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu developed the Klal Yisrael. Because of Avraham Avinu found God, therefore, Kaddish Baruch Hu says, "As Kol Adoy Gadol, I will make him into a great nation." That's not true. Kaddish Baruch Hu had to, so to speak, create Klal Yisrael. This is the completion of the creation of the world itself. The world is incomplete without the existence of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, the merit of Avraham Avinu, the individual, that happens to be the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to him and says, Lech Lecha, and then out of you I'll make a Gadol Gadol, and the whole world will be blessed through you, which means Bracha will come to the world through Klal Yisrael, because you're going to be the representative of the connection between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of that couldn't be in response to he behaved a certain way. Noach is tzaddik, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the Mabul. That's not what happened with Avraham Avinu. There was an inevitable creation of Klal Yisrael. The only question is who it was going to be from. How it was going to happen. But the world is not complete until there's a Klal Yisrael. So therefore the Torah records nothing about what Avraham Avinu did in order to deserve that communication. Did he do something to deserve that communication? Yes. But that's not relevant to our understanding of who we are. We have to be here. We're not here because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is responding to us. We're here because we are a tool of the Kaddish Baruch Hu that's here in the world in order to fulfill the Kaddish Baruch Hu's mission. Yes, Chuck?
If it wasn't based on Hashem's response, then it sounds like it could just be a random pick. But are you saying that just because the Torah didn't record it, still there was a response, but it's just not important to know? Or are you saying it really is not a response at all? Because it's not a response, it seems like it's just a random...
So, first of all, anytime God does something, by definition, it's not random, right? But I just don't know why. So the two choices you gave me, I don't choose either one. I'm not saying either one of those things.
Aren't you saying that because of merit, but that's only why he chose someone opposed to anyone else?
That's right. Someone was going to be chosen. And what we need to know is that Klal Yisrael is. That's all. We don't need to know why Avraham Avinu ends up being. We do know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds ways to tell us. He has the thing called a Medrash. He has a Mesorah. We know all kinds of things. We look at the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get what he got? The Rambam tells you things that are nowhere in Chumash, right? And it's all true. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets us the information. But the Chumash, which is a record of the creation of the world itself, that creation of the world itself had nothing to do with Avram was a good guy. He was a tzaddik. Meaning it had everything to do with it, but that's not why he becomes, why there is a Klal Yisrael. Why there's an Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then the Shiptecha, and right. So therefore, that would be inappropriate, given the design of the author, the capital A of Chumash, that would be inappropriate. So we've taken enough time for this particular study. We can discuss them all.